Loving Liberty Network proudly presents Heroes and Heroines, a weekly broadcast by Lawrence W. Reed, President Emeritus of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry Reed has written nearly 2,000 articles and columns and is the author of 8 books. Most recently, the thought-provoking Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty welcomes you to Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed.
On April 4, in 1887, a woman was elected mayor of a city for the very first time and under the strangest of circumstances. Until the polls opened on election day, she had no idea that she was even on the ballot. The city was Argonia, Kansas, and her name was Susanna M. Salter. She was 27 years old. Women had earned the right to vote in Kansas municipal elections just weeks before, but women's suffrage generally would not be realized in the United States for another 32 years. The job of Argonia mayor paid an annual salary of just $1, about $25 in today's money. Critics panned her tenure as petticoat rule. Born in Ohio in 1860, Susanna and her family moved to Kansas in 1872. By the early 1880s, she was married and an officer in the local Women's Christian Temperance Union. The WCTU later played a major role in the passage of 2 constitutional amendments, the 18th, which was the prohibition of alcohol, and the 19th, which was women's right to vote. Still in existence, its headquarters resides in Evanston, Illinois, and this summer, in Michigan, it will hold its 148th National Convention. Argonia, Kansas, in 1887, was a tiny, sleepy town. Even today, its population is only 471. But 134 years ago, Susanna M. Salter raised quite a fuss and put the town on the map. Her home there is a registered national landmark to this day. A group of men in town didn't care for the idea of women in politics in 1887 Kansas. As a prank, they arranged for Salter's name to appear on the ballot as a candidate of the Prohibition Party for mayor. Oddly enough, back then the names on the ballot were not published until Election Day itself. The pranksters assumed that Salter would lose in a landslide, thereby discouraging women from running for political office. Historian Patricia Grimshaw writes, quote, "Salter did not find out about the supposed joke until day of election, when the local Republican Party chairman sent a group of representatives to her house, where she was doing laundry, to see if she was actually running for office. She was asked if she would serve as mayor if successfully elected, to which she replied, yes. Perhaps buoyed by her enthusiasm or simply not pleased with someone trying to delegitimize the election process as a prank, the Republicans agreed to vote for Salter," end quote. The local WCTU put the word out that April 4 morning that it too was endorsing Salter. She won with more than 60% of the vote. The national press picked up the story and Salter quickly became a celebrity. She was certainly the first elected mayor of a city in America, but some claimed that she was the first woman mayor in the world. I believe the more grandiose claim is probably true, but am unable to confirm it. Technically, one Nancy Smith was elected mayor of Oskaloosa, Iowa, in 1862, but she's usually left out of the picture because she declined to be sworn in. When the New York Sun sent a reporter to Argonia, Kansas, to cover a city council meeting presided over by the new female mayor, Susanna's fame only increased. She was apparently a very competent parliamentarian, known for short meetings and tolerating no nonsense. We could surely use more of her like today, though perhaps without the prohibition stuff. Salter served one term and earned widespread respect for the job that she did. Though largely forgotten today outside of Kansas, she undoubtedly helped women break the political glass ceiling. She died in 1961 at the ripe old age of 101. Margaret Thatcher once said, "I don't think there will be a woman prime minister in my lifetime." Well, my guess is that in 1887, lots of people in Argonia, Kansas, thought that there wouldn't be a woman mayor in their lifetimes. One thing history teaches us is that in the blink of an eye, it can change. This is Lawrence Reed for Heroes and Heroines.
Join us again next week for Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed. Broadcasts are archived at lawrencewreed.com and lovingliberty.net, home of a growing network of allies for liberty.